Hello, 103. How are you doing today? We're in chapter six. I think I mentioned in the other chapter six videos that I love chapter six. I love chapter six because really, we've talked about a few ideas so far, of course, maximization, substitution, diminished marginal value, budget constraints, equilibrium. We have a fixed supply. But just with those few ideas, we're able to generate a very simple model and we can explain so many things. One of the ideas that comes out of chapter six is the idea of Pareto optimality. And Pareto optimality means an allocation is Pareto optimal. Sorry, anyways. An allocation is Pareto optimal if no other allocation can make one person better off without making someone else worse off. I have bad writing at the best of times. With this pen, it's even harder. So an allocation is Pareto optimal if you can't do the following. If you can have another allocation and it made somebody better off and didn't make anybody else worse off, then the original allocation was not Pareto optimal. It would be Pareto optimal to move to another allocation. In chapter six, I argue that the equilibrium in the neoclassical model is Pareto optimal. If you move away from that equilibrium, you might benefit somebody, but you're going to harm somebody else. And in fact, you'll harm somebody else by more than you benefit the person that you're benefiting. So here's an interesting question about Pareto optimality and traffic. And when I was learning economics, I would drive to and from school, and I was always struck by the economic behavior on the road and how economics was often able to explain patterns of driving and all these sorts of things. Not to mention that traffic is a very decentralized equilibrium. There's nobody directing people, telling them where to go. And yet people are able to make decisions on their own independently. And yet collectively, we have a nice equilibrium in traffic patterns. So one of the common traffic rules car drivers must know is how to proceed at a four-way stop. A four-way stop is when you have an intersection like this, and at each corner, there's a stop sign here, there's a stop sign there, and a stop sign there, and a stop sign there. So everybody has to stop at the intersection. Well, how do you proceed? Well, the rule is the first come, first serve. So if this car is first, he gets to go first. If this car is second, he gets to go second. If this car is third, he goes third and fourth, etc. So let's assume that. Let's assume that this car is first. This car is second, this car is third, and this car is four. This is an aerial view of an intersection. If there's a tie, the person on the right goes first. Suppose a busy intersection has a four-way stop procedure. Is this Pareto optimal? If not, do people proceed along the lines which are Pareto optimal? Well, you've probably been in intersections like this all the time. I used to have an intersection like this on the way to work. It's right in the center of Langley. And extremely busy. There was traffic going east-west all the time, traffic going north-south. And it's very slow. A four-way intersection is very slow if this guy goes first, and then this guy goes next, and then this guy goes next, and then this guy goes next. It's very slow because you only ever have one car in the intersection at one time. Now, the question is it Pareto optimal? And the answer is no. It's not. The reason why it's not Pareto optimal is that when car number one goes through the intersection, car number two can't go because he'll hit car number one. But car number three, if car number three is going straight, when he sees car number one go, he will go. And so now you have two cars in the intersection, right? Two cars in the intersection instead of just one. So after car three goes, what happens next is car two goes. And as soon as car two goes, car number four goes across. And so cars are passing each other this way and then that way, this way and that way. Everybody is getting through the intersection at twice the speed that they did before. So it's true, car number three is butting in front of car number two, but car number two doesn't matter. Car number two is not harmed by car number three butting in because he had to wait for car number one to get out of the interchange. And so car number two is made no worse off. Car number four is better off. Car number three is better off. And therefore, this is what happens. And this is exactly what happens, is that cars don't obey the law, right? They follow the Pareto optimal rule. And as a result, they make an improvement and nobody gets upset at something. Now, what messes this up? What messes this up is if somebody has to make a left turn, right? If car number one is making a left turn, he's coming in this way, he's crossing the path of car number three, and car number three can't go. And so when car number one exits the interchange, car number two wants to go. He's not going to let car number three butt in. That would not be Pareto optimal, right? So left turns kind of screw this up. The other thing that kind of messes this up is when people are too polite, right? A lot of times there are people that are, your car number three and car number one goes and you just wait there because that's what the law is, right? And so car number two goes, but car number four might wait there as well because car number three is waiting. And so polite behavior, legal law-abiding behavior often makes the intersection run less well. All right. So people do find Pareto optimal ways of solving traffic behavior. Have a great day.